Recently, I gave a spiritual life survey to some 600 teenagers, asking them what's going on in their lives right now. One of the questions I asked on this survey was this: what is the biggest challenge to teenagers and their faith lives today? Now, many might think they would have come back with responses like alcohol or drugs or sexual temptations, but surprisingly, that was way down at the bottom. The number one identified challenge for teenagers today was this: anxiety, worry, and depression. Number two was something very similar: my identity, what I think of myself, what other people think of me. So this is to say, something like 80% of teenagers I surveyed said something social or emotional or psychological were their biggest challenges to faith in their lives today. But you know what? I don't think they're alone. From my experience, this is something that many adults are struggling with too. And maybe you find that you're holding in some kind of hurt right now. Some problems at work, or problems with family, or problems with relationships. Maybe you're feeling guilty right now about something that you've done. Or you have doubts and worries about God and your faith. When we have emotional stress, when our feelings hurt, these can bring great challenges to our faith. And so this week, I want to talk to you about who we are in Jesus, our faith versus our feelings. Sometimes we may feel a certain way, but God says the facts are completely different. Let me give you a quick example today. There are some times when you might be feeling like you are spinning your wheels in the mud. You are trying to advance in life, but you are getting absolutely nowhere. You might feel like every time you catch a break, something else breaks down. Other people have more success and happiness, and you might feel, I am totally worthless. But even though you might feel worthless, the fact is God says something different. Listen to this verse from Ephesians chapter 1. In Him, in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. You might feel worthless, but the fact is, in God's sight, you are priceless. He has lavished riches of grace on you in Jesus. Jesus has redeemed you, which means He bought you back. He paid the price with His own life. He paid your entrance fee to heaven. There is nothing worth more than Jesus Christ Himself. And so sometimes I might feel worthless, but here's the fact. God says you are priceless in His sight.